It goes over to Adam Simpson. I've been thinking a lot about Adam Simpson too.
Mm. In what way?
I don't think. What else?
Hey,
I,
just on that point. Just on that point. We heard Ryan Daniels over in WA, who reports for Channel 7, was saying that West Coast Eagles are giving him 3 months leave at the end of the year if he wants to take it and just go away and freshen up.
He might take long term. He might leave altogether. That's what he should do. I mean, I think that's almost...
Leave altogether?
I think that's the cleanest, clearest thing for him to do, for the whole West Coast situation. That's when just sitting back and watching it.
Why?
Because he should leave. Well, in my opinion, he just should leave because there's... Is he going to bury himself now down back into that footy club and, you know, it's going to take 5 years for them to re-emerge, right? Is he going to be there at the end of 5 years, Adam Simpson? I don't think so. He just should go to them, look, I've loved being here. I've done my best. I've delivered a premiership. You've been great for me. And they should say, yep, you're damn straight. You've been great for us and we love the relationship, but now I think it's time. That to me is the easiest of all the decisions to be made in the coaching landscape.
It appears they don't want to make that decision.
I don't blame Adam Simpson. We were critical of them early about the way they played and, modern footy, and they're a bit slow to react. But have a look at it. Doesn't matter. You can put Damien Hardwick, Alistair Clarkson, and buddy, bring Ron Brassey back and throw him over there right now.
Right now you could, yeah. But do you think there's
not going to change him.
Do you think there's an element in all this too where they actually need a break from a coach, because you've had a coach there who's been there for a long period of time, won a premiership, probably, and you forge this relationship with players. Yeah, there's a lot of emotion that's attached within all that. We talked about that with Cochin and Hardwick before. You know, that same thing. You feel that, and within doing that, maybe you treat them kinder than what you should because of that emotional attachment.
Yeah, maybe, and a different lens comes in. But I just think for him and for the club, that is the best result, is at the end of the year, just shake hands and move on, because they've got an enormous way to go.
Yeah.
Enormous way to rebuild and go. They can do that with another coach and not lose too much ground.
Can you see a world then in which – Adam Simpson could be the coach of Richmond next year?
Yeah, possibly. I haven't even looked that far ahead.
I know we're speculating now, but if you're saying that he goes, then I would think that Adam Simpson at his age, given his CV, ends up somewhere else.
Yeah, I know, sure. And this is not a crack at him per se, saying he's a hopeless coach, therefore he should leave. I just think that is the best thing for both club and coach. But then I'm saying, he would, sure. Of course, he'd be looked at from the Richmond powers that be, but they would be looking at the McRae example. You'd have to.
Mm.
But then you'd also look at this and you'd look at that.
Well, they've got Minnie McWalter, who's going to coach for the rest of the year. And I just read what Barmy had to say about him. He said he's very, very similar to McRae. Yeah. Understated, humble, knows his footy really bright, good people manager, gets on with people really well, doesn't take himself too seriously.
So just remember,
Barmy's been around a long time. When Barmy talks about people and his belief in, what characteristics they have that are going to suit a successful coach, we should listen to him.
Think about who's saying those words and the success that he's had in identifying people to take clubs to where they need to go. That means that McWalter needs to be considered.